This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. COVID hospitalizations dropped for the eighth straight day on Tuesday, while still high, above 1,500 patients. Officials expect the numbers will continue to fall in the coming weeks. The Colorado COVID-19 Modeling Group estimates 1 in 19 Coloradans is now infected. The modeling estimates 80% of Coloradans will be immune to Omicron by mid-February. The Small Business Administration has approved more than $50 million in federal disaster loans for businesses and residents impacted by the Marshall Fire. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports.
Homeowners are eligible for up to $200,000 in loans to repair or replace real estate, and an additional $40,000 for lost or damaged personal property. Businesses can borrow up to $2 million. The deadline to apply for the loans is March 1st. Businesses that lost income due to the fire can apply for economic injury loans. The deadline for those is September 30th. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
The NFL Network reports Packers offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett will be the Broncos' new head coach. Hackett was one of 10 candidates interviewed to replace Vic Fangio. Snow has ended along the Front Range and in the foothills. However, drivers should expect slick roads, especially with temperatures dropping after sundown. So far, snow totals along the Front Range this winter are below average. It'll be below zero in the mountains, single digits, and teens for lower elevations overnight. This is CPR News.